presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. In the preceding episode, the escaped gangster Martin tried to carry out his threat of vengeance on the Honorable Archie, Hipplewater, and Scudder, but was recaptured by Archie with the prompt assistance of Watanabe. The police have now released the beautiful Cleopatra Martin, with whom the Honorable Archie is in love, and it was being held pending the arrest of the man. As we look in at the Honorable Archie's apartment today, we find a dinner table beautifully set for two, and Watanabe and Archie quite excited. Listen.
Anyamunatis, please. Hello, Irish sport.
What is it, Frank? I'm here, you know.
Oh, no. Where shall put in them sweetly peas? In middle side of table or end here? We said, please. Where to put in sweetly peas, please?
Oh, stop shouting. Come here where I can see you. Come
yes,
here.
Yes, Mom, all right.
You're getting in an awful habit, Frank. You're like an iron worker, a riveter or something, who tries to talk to his fellow workmen while hammering. Then when the hammering leaves off, forgets to lower his tone.
Yes, Mom, all right, but where shall I put things them quickly, please?
Or put them on the... Oh, Father.
What?
Put them on the little table under the window.
Yes, Mom. When do Miss Martin going to arrive in here, please?
Oh, about 6:30, I expect, Frank.
Oh, thank you. And why you make purchase them sweetly peas, please? Do Miss Martin adore same, I ask it?
Yes, Frank. Miss Martin adores all kinds of flowers. And I think the fragrant simplicity and delicate perfume of the sweet pea somehow suggests her personality.
Oh, how peculiar. My sweet-hearted girl, Tootsie Itchy Coco, she loving sweetly pea flowers also. And I be reading that she got a similar personality as Miss Martin. How peculiar.
Yes, well, all right.
Yes, sweetly peas not having the loudest odor, like orange blossoms, but I supposing too early for orange blossoms.
Yes, Frank, a little, but I'm cherishing the hope that the orange blossoms will follow shortly.
Oh, thank you, very cherish. Yes, and when orange blossoms collapse at you, I'd like to be the first one on Brockett.
You mean you'd like to be the first one to congratulate
me? Oh, you thought so.
Well, that's what you mean, isn't it?
Oh, thank you.
Well, Frank, I promise you shall be the first, huh?
Oh, how happiness.
I expect to be able to tell you the probable date of my marriage to Miss Martin, either before, during, or immediately after dinner this evening.
Ha-ha. And not forgetting, please, I'm going to be the first one, you know, is it?
Yes, that's all right. Now, Frank, the important thing is, what about dinner, huh?
Oh, dinner, everything already, excepting the potatoes and the vegetables, and also I not like to broiling them squabs. Till Miss Martin arriving, you know.
I think that sort of takes care of everything, doesn't
it?
Well, anyhow, it doesn't matter, so long as you know what you're doing, you know. I have an idea that Miss Martin and I won't mind waiting a little while before dinner is served. We have so much to say to each other, Frank.
Oh, how peculiar that the same way with my girl, Tootsie Itchy Coco. She likes to talking very plenty before dinner also.
Yes, I'm getting a little fed up with your girl, Tootsie Itchy Coco.
Is that so?
Yes.
So are I, Anna Baratis.
Oh, you're getting fed up with her, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, how long have you known her?
Oh, let me see. Corrigan flying backward in 1938, and though Australia beating England at cricket in 1947, and Olympia Games in Germany is in 1946, and...
Come on. How long have you known the girl?
Since last Friday. Thank you.
Well, there was a lot of unnecessary balderdash.
Not the balderdash, please.
Why did you have to refer to dates in 1936, 1937, and 1938?
Because them was when I meeting my other three sweet-hearted girls, Mamie Panorama, Susie Tapioca, and Vivian Hot Tomato.
I see a good view of pudding and a vegetable, huh?
Oh, so you are laughing up my face, all right?
Oh, I'm not laughing up your face, Frank. But I feel like laughing today. You know, I'm in the very best of spirits.
Because Miss Harper are coming.
Exactly, Frank.
Oh, how peculiar.
Now, don't start another reminiscence. I can feel it coming on, and I forbid it.
Oh, thank you. Very happy that you forbid it, because I must ripping my brains off our sorts of girls, you know. Yes, I am very too much of a ladies' man, but I just too much.
Yes, I suppose that after your money, huh?
Oh, yes, maybe so. Because I am what the well-dressed esquire will wearing, by George.
The sort of well-dressed esquire one might expect to see in a cornfield discouraging birds.
In a cornfield?
Yes.
Oh, let me see. I must untangle them verbs. Now,
Frank, never mind. Put on your very best white coat to serve dinner this evening, will you? And I think white gloves.
Oh, all right. I shall borrow them white gloves which Hezekiah was wearing at his grandfather's funeral.
Oh, of course. Hezekiah attended his grandfather's funeral last week, didn't he?
Oh, yes. He was one of the polar bears, you know.
Oh, great Scott.
Great Scott.
Yeah, on second thought, don't bother to wear those gloves.
Yes, it seems they're very too big for me anyhow, Anna, but I could...
Now, Frank, don't forget. Just the lighted candles on the table. Otherwise, no light at dinner.
No light?
No,
just the candles?
Just candles.
Well,
yes.
Then how can Miss Martin, juggling she asparagus in such a darkness, she going to slip, slop, sloppity, slip, asparagus all over she face?
She will not. It's a funny thing, Frank, with all your alleged experience with women, that you don't know that the one thing a woman adores is dim lighting.
Yes, ma'am?
Particularly when she's dining opposite the man she wants to intrigue.
Uh-huh. I know what you're meaning, all right. If too much light, each woman cannot hiding the holes in she makeup, collapsible eyebrows, and other forms of false tooth.
Oh, that isn't what I mean. You don't know the meaning of the word atmosphere, Frank.
Oh, maybe so, but I knowing that the woman cannot discover she mouse eating in the dark with asparagus in the dark or asparagus.
All right, well, very well, cut out the asparagus.
Oh, you not like asparagus?
I love it, but I've cut it out anyway.
All right, just pass by with asparagus.
No asparagus. Oh. No, what I'm trying to tell you is that a man who understands women takes artistic pleasure in creating the right atmosphere for them. Dim lights, soft colors, correct temperature of the room, and soft music. That reminds me.
Yes, ma'am?
When Miss Martin arrives, Frank, I want you to start the gramophone very softly with, say, a beautiful string ensemble.
Oh, and that reminded me, I must fix the string beams.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Well, anyhow, don't forget, when I say, Frank, prepare dinner, start your soft music record, will you?
Yes, ma'am, all right.
Do you realize, Frank, that tonight I expect to write the happy ending to the last chapter of what has been an exciting milestone in my life?
Oh, how beautiful.
Do you remember my first romantic meeting with Miss Martin?
Oh, yes, please. When she borrowed $50 from you for an operation for her dear, dear mother. Oh, what happened to she mother and them operation, please?
I don't know, Frank. She never mentioned it again.
Maybe she never having a mother, Anna Buraja.
Oh, that doesn't matter. She paid me the $50 back, you remember.
Aha, and that's proving she not wish to commit gold diggery, you know.
Absolutely, Frank.
Absolutely.
Yes, and although the $50 note she gave me was taken in a bank robbery, that's all explained now, isn't
it? Oh, yes.
Obviously her brother gave it to her. He's in prison, Miss Martin is now exonerated, and the whole thing is cleared up.
And orange blossoms are smelling very near.
Oh, very near, Frank.
Oh, excuse please, Anna Buraja. You going to propose a marriage engagement at Miss Martin tonight, please?
Why, yes, Frank. All obstacles are removed. She can't put me off any longer.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
There she are now, Anna Buraja.
Oh, yes, that'll be Miss Martin. Frank, wait a minute. Well, I'll go to the door myself.
All right, so?
Meanwhile, you stand by the gramophone so that when we enter the room, we'll get the effect of soft music at once, you see.
All right, Anna Buraja.
Cleo, my dear.
Hello,
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm so happy to see you. Let's stroll into the dining room, shall we? Frank!
All right!
Come on, Harriet.
All right.
Oh, great. Oh, dear. Frank! Stop it! Stop the gramophone. It's all wrong. You better go out and get dinner.
All right, so shutting the lights off also.
good heavens, no. I'll light the candles myself presently.
Oh, hello, hello, Miss Martin, dear sir.
Good evening, Frank.
Good evening. Oh, I'm going to be the first one to wishing you happy orange blossoms, Miss Martin, all right?
Frank, run away, kitchen, you know.
All right, if I go.
I'll call you when we're ready for dinner. Let's sit down, Cleo, shall we?
Archie, I can't stay.
You can't stay?
No.
Cleo, is anything wrong? You're so pale.
Archie, everything's wrong. It always has been.
Oh, come, you're upset and unstrung. You've been through so much, but it's all going to be all right now.
Archie, I shouldn't have come to see you. I should have gone away.
There could be no need for you to go away. I mean, the police have dropped all charges against you.
I wouldn't be going away because of the police.
Then why should you go away?
Because I mustn't see you anymore, Archie.
Cleo, I don't understand. I loved you. I want you to marry me.
That's just it. I can't marry you.
But why?
Because I am married.
Oh.
I'm married to the man I told you was my brother.
You mean?
Yes.
But
I know it was wrong. I should have told you long ago. But when we were together, everything seemed beautiful, so different. I just couldn't tell you. Will you try to understand, Archie?
Yes, of course, but I...
Archie, the day we met at the races, I planned to meet you to get money from you. That $50. I have no mother.
Oh, that's all right.
No, it isn't all right. When I got home, I knew it wasn't all right. I felt strange. It was different somehow. For the first time in years, I seemed to have a conscience. And I seem to care what you think.
And you sent me the money back?
Yes, do believe me, I didn't know that bill was stolen. He gave it to me.
Cleo, you don't have to explain. Isn't there some hope that we...
No, Archie. There's so much I haven't told you. And there's so much I could never bring myself to tell you. Archie.
Yes?
I've served time in prison.
Oh, I still think you're lovely.
You still think I'm lovely? That's what makes it all so difficult.
Cleo, I...
No, Archie, please don't say anything. There's nothing you can say. Just let me go. Goodbye, Archie.
Goodbye, Cleo.
No, don't come to the door with me. Please.
Goodbye.
Dinner seems to be all ready, but Archie's, please. And are it time for wishing you and Miss Martin happy orange blossoms, please?
Oh, what's the matter? Nothing, Frank, nothing whatever.
Oh, where are Miss Martin?